Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Erevin Daf Mem. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 12 lines from the top of Daf Mem. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let's glance at the side under our nosei, our topic heading, where we've written Lahamtin Bichtei Shiasu. That's an expression that refers to malachos that were done improperly, illegally, on Shabbos or Yom Tov. One is not to benefit from that which was done immediately after the holy day, but rather should wait the amount of time it took to do that particular forbidden action, and only then partake of the item. The reason for this being, by your having to wait that amount of time that it took to prepare the item or to make the item, you are thereby not benefiting from the fact that it was done on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara. Hano b'nei Ginona were a group of people that were preparing a wedding. The gozu luhu aso b'yom tov sheni. They cut myrtle branches, we call them hadasim. They were used in the preparation of what's called kilos chasanim, marriage canopies, had these myrtle branches as part of them, and they were cut on the second day of Yom Tov. Of course, it's forbidden to cut plants on Yom Tov, but it was done. L'urta shorulu ravina l'oruchi be'lauter. L'urta means the evening, it's Motsoi Yom Tov, at the end of Yom Tov. Ravina Shora means he allowed them, L'uruchi be'lauter, to smell them immediately. In other words, to benefit from them. One of the benefits that myrtle branches affords to people is smelling them. In fact, one is not allowed to smell a myrtle branch that's attached on Yom Tov because of the fear of, if you benefit from it, you're going to end up cutting it. So he allowed benefiting from it immediately upon the end of the passage of Yom Tov. Amar le Rava bar tachlifa le Ravina. So Rava asks Ravina, leser luhumor mipnei she'enon b'nei Torah. You should forbid them from benefiting from it because the people involved are not b'nei Torah. They're not people that are diligent in the observance of halacha. And if you allow them like you do, so they're going to come to treat Yom Tov Sheni in general in an offhanded way. Maskif lo Rav Shmaya. Now Rav Shmaya asks on what Rava just said, Taimo di'enon b'nei Torah, ha b'nei Torah shari. Is your whole objection because they are not b'nei Torah, but if they were diligent halacha observers, it would be allowed immediately to benefit from the hadasim? V'abo'inon b'chdei shi'asu. Is there not a requirement to wait the amount of time it takes to cut them and possibly bring them to this location? Ozlu shailua l'rova. The question was posed to Rava, not to be confused with Rava bar Tachlifa. This is a different authority, Rava. Amar lehu bo'inon b'chdei shi'asu, and Rava ruled that in fact one is required to wait b'chdei shi'asu, the amount of time it takes to do the malacha, and wait that amount of time after Yom Tov, and only then benefit from it, and not to benefit immediately. The Gemara now turns its attention to the issue of the prayer text, that which the Shliach Tzibor, the Oivu Lifnei Ateva, what does he say? And this was mentioned in the Mishnah, the one who is davening for the Omid on Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and we saw the text that the Rabbi Dosa suggested, and that involved with making a condition in the text that if today is the holy day, then so be it. And on the next day, he says that if today's the holy day, then great. But if yesterday was the holy day, then so be it. On the side of our Gemara, we have an introduction to this section under the Nosei heading, Ma'u lahazkir Rosh Chodesh b'shmoni esrei shel Rosh Hashanah. Do we make mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah? Bearing in mind, as we elaborated in our previous shiur, Rosh Hashanah, the first of the new year, also represents the first of the month of Tishrei. In general, on other Rosh Chodesh, on other Rosh Chodeshes, or more accurately, on other Rosh Chodashim, so we do make reference to Rosh Chodesh in the davening. There are different parts of the davening that this might be relevant to. You have Yalev Yavo. You have also in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh a special bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. Our question now is with regard to Rosh Hashanah, which itself is a special holiday, do we make reference as well to the fact that it's the first of Tishrei? Let us turn to the Gemara. We saw the Dibur Maskel is Rabbi Doisa Oimer, Ha'ivr Lifnei Ateva, etc. Velo Hodu Lo Chachomim, and Chachomim disagreed with Rabbi Dosa. Omar Rabbo, Ki Avinon Be Rav Huna Ibayalon. Rabbo tells us that when I was studying in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, the following question came up. Ma'u Lahazkir Shorosh Chodesh B'Rosh Hashanah. Is one to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah prayer? Two sides of the question. They're marked Aleph, and then Oy Dilma squiggle on the next line, or possibly Beis. We squiggle underline expressions that represent the presenting of alternatives. So we have two ways of looking at this. Kevon de Chalukin b'Musafin Amrinon, since regarding the sacrifices that are brought on the first of Tishrei, there's a separate sacrifice brought for the holiday of Rosh Hashanah as a holiday, and for Rosh Chodesh as it being Rosh Chodesh. So there is through the sacrifices, there is an acknowledgement of there being separate entities. Oy Dilma, Zichron or Zikoron Echad Oylu Lekan Ulekan. Or, since Rosh Hashanah is termed Yom HaZikoron, and we mention that in the text, we say as Yom HaZikoron Hazeh, the Torah calling it the day of Zikoron, the day of remembering, the day of accounting. Rosh Chodesh is also referred to in the Torah by a pasuk V'hoyu Lochem LeZikoron. So the term Zikoron that is used for Rosh Hashanah applies as well to Rosh Chodesh. So there's no need for making a separate reference. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Zikoron Echad Oylo Lekanu Lekan. So that was the question that was posed to Rav Huna, Omar Lon, and Rav Huna answered Tanisua. You can resolve it by the following source, and in this citation, the point will be: don't make mention of it. Now, before we go on, we have to just note the triangle is as a new marking on the side of the Gemara. We have under our Mivne heading, Sidra Shel Mekoros, we will bring a series of sources. These triangles, one should note, continue till the top of Omid Beis as well. This series of sources, Shemehem Mashma, it seems from them, the Lechachomim Ein Lahazkir Rosh Chodesh B'Rosh Hashanah, that one should not make reference to Rosh Chodesh separately on Rosh Hashanah. And we note here that Gam HaMeshulosh B'Rosh Omid Beis, the triangle at the top of the next Omid, Mashma Hochi. And we say to Ayin Shom Ra'ashi Dimonasal Kashya. So now we continue in the Gemara. We will also notice in the Gemara an attempt to keep track of a give and take style, so that if you notice inverted triangles, they are they serve as an opposite point of view as that which was being reflected up till that point. So now the Gemara. Tanisua Rav Huna tells them, well, you can conclude the question from the following source. Rabbi Doisa Oimer Hoivu Lifnei Ateva, this was from our Mishnah, and there was in the Mishnah text, you noted, the Mishnah text meaning the text of the Tefillah as reflected in the Mishnah, the Shliach Tzibur would be saying Hachlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu is Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, and we're talking about his davening on Rosh Hashanah proper. And Rabbi Dosa says, so this is he offered you his text, and then at the end of that, the Chachamim disagreed, and we want to emphasize the opinion of the Chachamim. So when it says in the Mishnah V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim, my lav lahazkir, is it not so that the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Dosa with regard to the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh as a separate entity altogether? Loi. The Gemara rejects this. That's not what the Chachamim were disagreeing with. In other words, it's okay to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. What they didn't like was Lahasnois. It was the stipulation that Rabbi Dosa had been suggesting, namely Im Hayom, Im Lamochar, but rather just say Rosh Chodesh today, and say it also tomorrow in the davening, without making the condition stipulation. Hochi Nami Mistabra, and it's most likely, in fact, that the objection of the Chachamim was regarding the issue of the condition. Midakotani Bebraisa. We're going to point out from the Braisa that it's most likely that the objection was the condition making. It says, V'chein hoya Rabbi Doisa oise b'roshei chadoshim shel kol hashana kula v'loi hoidu lo. Likewise, according to Rabbi Dosa, the Shliach Tzibur, when it came to the Rosh Chodesh davening throughout the year, Rabbi Dosa says that the Shliach Tzibur should make mention of what he does, just like we saw in the Mishnah. And in the case of Rosh Chodesh, there is also the issue of Safek, and we elaborated on this point extensively at the introduction to our Daf Lamed Tes, Daf Yomishir, the previous Daf, that people who were far away from Yerushalayim would not know on any given Rosh Chodesh if today is the first of the month or the next day is really the first of the month. And the Chachomim in this source, you can see, disagree with Rabbi Dosa in terms of what the Shliach Tzibur is to say. If you say that the concern of the Chachomim is the condition making, Mishum Hochi Loi Hoidulo. Therefore, they disagree. They didn't like this idea of making a condition in the davening. Eloi Amris Lahazkir. If the issue is simply making reference to the basic Rosh Chodesh, Amai Lo Hodulo, why would they object? Why would there be any problem of making reference to Rosh Chodesh throughout the rest of the year during the Rosh Chodesh prayer? So, the Gemara now comes back. So, at the Elomai, Lahasnois. Now, in terms of the structure of the Gemara, here the Gemara wants to reinstate the objection. That's why we have an upright triangle here. Then, Loma Li Liflugi Batarti. If the concern of the Chachomim is the making of conditions, then why have the same Machlokas taught, number one, by Rosh Hashanah, and number two, by other Rosh Chodeshes? The Gemara says, in fact, it is necessary to teach the issue of Lahasnos Tzricha. So that with the inverted triangle, what we are in effect doing is maintaining the rejection of the original challenge to Rav Huna, and where we should say we're reinstating the original rejection to Rav Huna's answer. What did Rav Huna originally answer? He said, based on the source, that you should not mention at all Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening. The Gemara then rejected his answer by saying, no, what the Chachamim were arguing with was regard to the condition making. And here, again, we're saying that these sources are reflecting the Chachamim's objection to condition making, but not that there's any problem with mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah per se. So, Tzricha, and this takes a couple lines to develop, and that's why I have a long marking next to this, we need to have the two sources concerning the issue of condition making. De'i Ashmin and Rosh Hashanah, if we would have taught just the case of Rosh Hashanah, I would have thought that only in this case one is not to make the conditions. Because by saying that, well, if today is holy, then fine, and if not, so it's then only the next day is holy. So by pointing that out, by pointing out the potential of each day as possibly being a weekday, people might then take the day that's observed as Rosh Hashanah as not serious. It's like a quasi, or maybe it is a weekday altogether. And that could result in zilzil, in treating it offhandedly. Avol b'roshei chadoshim shel kol hashanah kula emo modu lei l'rebi dosa. But with regard to other Rosh Chodeshes, where one is allowed to do malacha anyway, there's no chashash of coming to zilzol, maybe the Chachamim would agree with Rebbe Dosa that it's mutter to make the conditions, to make the stipulations in the text. The e itmar b'ho, and had I taught the machlokis only with regard to other Rosh Chodeshim, I would say, Ba'okamar Rebbe Dosa, then maybe only there Rebbe Dosa says it's allowed, one is allowed to mention the conditional aspect of the 2 days. Avol b'ach, when it comes to the first of Tishrei, when it comes to the first of Tishrei, which involves an actual holiday, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is accompanied by Malacha prohibitions, Ema Modu Lehu L'Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Dosa would accept the more restrictive view of the Rabbanan because of the Chashash of Zilzal. Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to teach both cases, the Machlokes Rabbi Dosa Lachomim by Rosh Chodesh and by Rosh Hashanah. But as far as mentioning Rosh Chodesh per se on Rosh Hashanah, everyone will agree you can do that. You can make reference to it. Meisve. The Gemara continues. Now, this meisve is presented by the word meisve, means it's a challenge. It's a challenge to that which we just said, that according to everyone, you can mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Well, we're going to challenge that. The source says, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, Beishamai Omrim Mispalel Eser, Ubeishilil Omrim Mispalel Teisha. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Beishamai says you add another bracha. That's Mispal Eser. Eser means 10 brachas. Rosh Hashanah in general is characterized by 9 brachos. However, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shabbos, so Beishamai says you're going to add another bracha for Shabbos. Rashi says, Mispal Eser Sholosh Rishonos V'Sholosh Achronos. V'Shel Shabbos B'Fnei Atzmo Hare Sheva U'Kdushas Hayom V'Kolu Milmalchios Hare Shmoina V'Zichronos V'Shofros. That gets you to 10. So what do you see? You have the 3 first brachas, the standard first 3 brachas, Avos Gvuros and Kedushas Hashem. You have the final standard 3 brachas, and then you have Shabbos with a separate bracha for itself. That gets you to 7. And then you have the Kedushas Hayom is the bracha that features the holiday. And together with that, you have Malchios. That gets you to 8. And then Zichronos and Shofros is 9 and 10. Beis Hillel says, Mispalo Teisha, that there isn't a separate bracha added because of it being Shabbos. Ve'im Isa, if it were so that Rosh Chodesh is mentioned, then Beis Shammai Achas Esrei Miboyele, there should be a separate Rosh Chodesh bracha as well. So what is the point? The point is that you do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira responds. And here he says that you would be Mazkir. Shiny Rosh Chodesh. Mitoch Shekolel L'Shachris V'Arvis Kolel Nami B'Musofen. The issue of a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh is different. In other words, you can't bring a raya from the fact that Beis Shammai doesn't have a separate Rosh Chodesh bracha is indicative of no mention made of Rosh Chodesh at all, but rather there is mention made of Rosh Chodesh, but not in the form of a separate bracha. And why is that? Because when it comes to Shachris and Arvis, we also don't have a separate bracha. So as a result of that, Kol El Nami B'Musafin, the Rosh Chodesh is included in the other bracha, the Kedushas Hayom bracha as well, and not recited as a separate bracha. The Gemara asks, Umi Islei LeBeis Shammai Kolel? Does Beis Shammai hold from this idea of including Rosh Chodesh as part of another bracha? V'atanya, here we have a source dealing with Musaf, the Musaf davening, and it says Rosh Chodesh Shechalios b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omer Mispalel Shmoine, Ubeis Omer Mispalel Sheva. Well, how do you account for 8 brachas on a Rosh Chodesh coinciding with Shabbos? Your standard Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei has 7 brachas. However, Beis Shammai says when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you add a separate bracha. Even though when it comes to Shachris and Arvis, there isn't a separate bracha, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned as part of the Yalev Yavo. In Musaf, of course, there is no Yalev Yavo per se. So how does one acknowledge Rosh Chodesh? So we see from here, according to Beis Shammai, in order to acknowledge Rosh Chodesh, you add a separate bracha. No kolel. That being the case, if you go back to the story involving Rosh Hashanah, and we don't see an added bracha for Rosh Chodesh, it must be a function of that there's no reference to Rosh Chodesh made to begin with on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara ends off here, Kashya. So this, in fact, poses a difficulty to the position that wanted to say that everyone would agree you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And we see from here, not so. The Gemara continues with the issue of Kolel. The Kolel Atzmoi Tanoi Hi. Rashi points out the Kolel Atzmoi Kolel Nami B'Musafin LeBeis Shammai VeAfagav DeBechol Islei Brocha B'Musafin LeAtzmo Hocha Michlo Hu DeKailinon Hoyo VeKolel Shachris V'Arvis. This Rashi, truth be told, is really more appropriate for the Gemara before, so we will hold up with the Rashi at this point. However, the Rashi, a couple lines further, deals with the issue of Kolel Atzmo Tanoihi. Rashi says here, Tanoihi, the Ikotano da Filu Kolel Les Lei, that the whole concept of having it included in a bracha to begin with is denied. Ela oimer yale v'yovu ba'avoida kibachoyl, avu b'birchas hayom eino nizgar klal, afilu l'kololo. But as far as having a mention made as part of the Birchas Hayom, it's not mentioned at all. It's mentioned only in Yale V'Yavo. We should just note that in discussing this issue of Kolel, we're referring specifically to the Birchas Hayom. So if you take Shabbos and Yom Tov, for example, in a kolel fashion, you would say the brocha of Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or if it were a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh situation, you would say Mekadesh Hashabbos Yisrael V'Rosh Chodoshim. If you say that we're not kolel, so you would have a reference to Rosh Chodesh, possibly in the context of Yale V'Yavoi, but as far as in the bracha itself, in the bracha text itself, Baruch Ato Hashem, you would say Mekadesh HaShabbos without any reference to Rosh Chodesh. So the whole issue of Kolel focuses on the insertion of that particular holiday of concern in the bracha text. So we now continue with the Gemara. The Gemara having said that Kolel Atzmoi Tanoihi, that the issue of Kolel itself is a Machloikis Tanoim. Desanya, Shabbos Shechal Liyos Barosh Chodesh B'chol Shemoyed, Shabbos which coincides with either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, Arvis Shachris U'mincha Mispalo Kedargo Yisheva, you would say the standard Shabbos davening, which has seven brochas. The Oimer Sheva is, of course, a reference to the seven standard brachos. The Oimer Meina Ma'ira Ba'Avoida, and you would mention the Meina Ma'ira is an expression referring to Yale V'Yavo, the special day, if it be the Yom Tov of, in which we're talking about Chol HaMoed, or you're talking about Rosh Chodesh. You would make reference to that in the Meina Ma'ira, in the Yale V'Yavo. The double underline highlights the different places in which the special occasion might be mentioned. So Bavoda means in the Brocha of Ritzei. And of course we're talking about the Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha of those Shmoina Esreis. So in Avoda, in the Ritzei, you would say the Me'ein HaMa'ora. Rabbi Lezer Omer Bahoida. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that you would make the reference to the holiday in Hoidah, which is in the Brach of Moidim. V'im loy omar machzirin oso. And if you don't make reference to the Me'ein HaMa'ora, so then you have to go back and daven again. Uve Musafin, when it comes to the Musaf Shmona Esrei, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, U'Mesayim B'Shel Shabbos, you begin the Musaf by making reference to Shabbos, and you end off, that means the final bracha, you mention Shabbos, the Oymer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza, and you mention the special holiday, whatever it is, if it's Rosh Chodesh or if it's Chol HaMoed, in the middle, where you say, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, but as far as a reference to it in the bracha, not so. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shmuel ben Oish, Reb Yochanan ben Broika Oimrim, Kol Mokom Shezokuk L'Sheva, wherever you have a seven Brocha Shmon Esrei, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, U'Mesayim B'Shel Shabbos, V'Oimer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. You would make reference to the Rosh Chodesh in the middle. In other words, this opinion is not, you wouldn't mention it in Avoda, not in Hoidah, but rather in the middle. Now the Gemara asks, "My havi Allah," and Rashi says on this, "Mahu lahaskir shorosh chodesh barosh hashana." So as far as Rashi's explanation, this goes back to the original issue: do you make reference to Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Before we go on, in fact, we should just review the point mentioned most recently, and that had been that the issue of kolel is a machlokas tanoim. We didn't delineate who holds what. So, in looking back at the source, we noticed that the opinions of the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lozer, they said that the only place you make reference to the Me'ein Ham, to the holiday, in addition to the being Shabbos, is in the Yalev Yavo, but not part of the Brocha, what we call Kiddush HaSeyom. When we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's it. You don't make reference to the holiday in that middle passage. However, according to the final opinion, we saw Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Yosher, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, they had the concept of kolel, where on Shabbos you will make reference to the, in this case we'll say Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of the bracha of Kedusha Sayom, in the middle of that middle passage, the middle bracha, you make reference to Rosh Chodesh as well. The question now that we're dealing with in the Gemara of Mai Havi Allah is, do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? So Omar Rav Chisda, Zikaron Echot Oilu Loi Lekan Ulekan, that you do not make reference to Rosh Chodesh as a separate entity, because the fact that I'm mentioning this as Yom HaZikaron, that applies to both. V'chein Omar Rabo, Zikaron Echot Oilu Loi Lekan Ulekan. Rabbo says the same thing, and you notice we have a new marking, a diamond that appears here. These highlight different comments made by Rabbo along the way. In addition, we have a house marking, and on the side under our Mivneh heading, we've noted Bishnei Mikrim Rabbo Poinu L'Raboisov. So you notice Rabbo starts speaking, and he mentions his being in the presence of Rav Huna. And then, at a later stage, he mentions that he comes to Rav Yehuda. This style repeats itself at the lower part of the page, where Rabbo mentions that he started learning by Rav Huna, and a certain question came up. And then he comes later on to Rav Yehuda. So we wanted to highlight that structure. The topic at hand has to do with the mentioning of the reciting of a brach of Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The brach of Shechianu is something that we are familiar with from the other holidays. What about when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So now the Gemara. V'omar Rabba, ki avinon bei Rav Huna, when I was learning by Rav Huna, Ibayalon, the question came up, ma'u lomar zman, zman is a term referring to Shechianu, but Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. And as we see in many Gemaras, two sides of the question. Ki kevon demizman lizman osi amrino, since it is something, the holidays come periodically, in other words, once a year, they come. That is reason for mentioning the Shechianu, because in the text of the Shechianu itself we say Lazman Hazeh, Shechianu v'kimonu v'giyonu Lazman Hazeh. It's something that is time oriented, so that's good reason enough for saying Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Oy Dilma, Kevan Dolo Iku Regolim, or possibly since they're not called Regolim. The term Regolim is a reference to the three holidays of pilgrimage, where people walked to the Beis HaMikdash, what we call Aliyas HaRegel, and that is not so with regard to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so maybe we don't say Shechianu. So that was the question. The two sides were just presented. Lo hava biyodei, but Rav Huna did not have an answer. Ki asoi bei Rav Yehuda, Omar, when I came to Rav Yehuda, he said, Ano, Rav Yehuda told me, I akoro chadetonami amino zman, even on a new korah. Korah is a type of vegetation. So when I see a new korah, it's something which is seasonal. It grows from year to year. So I say zman, I say Shechianu. Omar Le, Rabbo, who raised the question originally, says, Rishus lo ka mibayali. I'm not asking about does one have the option of saying Shechianu. Ki ka mibayali, what I'm asking about is chova, is there an obligation to say Shechianu? In other words, the fact that you say the Shechianu on the new Korah is something that you have the right to say it, but as far as an obligation, in other words, could one eat the korah without having said shechiyano, that certainly is not an issue. You can shechiyano is not binding, it's not ma'akev when it comes to a new vegetable or new vegetation, new growth. However, the issue here concerns the obligation of saying the Shechiyanu on these holidays. My, so what is the din? Amale, Rav Yehuda says, Rav Shmuel Amitrayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, Ein Omer Zman Ela B'Sholosh Regalim. Zman is not to be recited other than on the three main festivities of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. As we go on in the Gemara, we're going to try to keep track of the give and take style of the Gemara with the trapezoid or volcano shape. We call this a ma'akav. So with the narrow part facing up, they represent questions or challenges, and with the narrow part facing downwards, they are responses. So meisve, we have a Tanaic source, and we're going to attempt to learn from this source that you will say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So let's see. The source begins with a pasuk, Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shiva elu shiva yemei breishis. The shiva in this pasuk is a reference to the 7 days of creation, and Rashi says it's a reference to Shabbos, which is the choice of the 7 days of the week. Shmoina elu yeches yemei mila. That's a reference to the eighth day of a child, of a male child's life, the eighth day being the chosen day for performing the bris mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shiva elu shiva yemei pesach, Shmoina elu shmoina yemei hachag. Seven in this pasuk is a reference to the 7 days of Pesach. It's a 7 day long holiday, and eight is the 8 days of Sukkot, which of course includes Shmini Atzeres. Ukshuoimer vegam, in this pasuk you see the word vegam appears. The pasuk said l'shiva vegam l'shmoina. That's the Rabbos Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, and it comes to include Atzeres is another name for Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The pasuk then includes these holidays as well. My love, Luzman. Is it not a reference to the Shechiyanu that you shall say, you're obligated to say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Loi, lebrocha. It's a reference to the mentioning of these holidays in the Shmona Esrei, but not as far as Shechiyanu. Hachi nami mistabra. It's also most likely that we are talking about mentioning the holidays in the Shemona Esrei and not a reference to Shechiyanu. If you were to think that the source is a reference to Shechiyanu, Zman Gol Shiva Miko, would you be saying Shechiyanu all 7 days? And yet the source talks about 7 days. So it apparently is not dealing with Shechiyanu. The Gemara responds, though, and that's why with the volcano shape you can keep track and navigate what direction we are taking. The Gemara says, ha lo kashya. In other words, the fact that it makes reference to seven is not proof that we're talking about bracha to the exclusion of Shechiyanu. But it is, this source is talking about Shechiyanu, and that you would say it during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. And as far as the seven is concerned, the seven and eight, the e lo mivorech oitna, if you didn't say shechi on the first day, mivorech lemochar lemachru uchra, you would say it on the next day or the day after that. In other words, you have over the course of 7 days of Pesach, or over the course of 8 days of Sukkot, say shechiyanu. The Gemara asks, oh, if that's the case, if then the source is talking about Shechiyanu on, and it means on any of the days, Mikol Mokoim Bo'inon Kois, but we require a cup of wine, and a cup of wine is not available all 7 days, or over the course of 7 days. The wine that they had was used up on the first day of Yom Tov. So, therefore, since we are talking about something, a bracha recited over the course of the, something to do with the 7 days, it's most likely not talking about the Shekhiyanu. Now, in the course of this discussion, you attempted to say that it was talking about Shekhiyanu. So, in attempting to say that, Lema Misayalei the Rav Nachman, then this source should have been cited as a support for Rav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman, Zman Omru Afilu Bashuk, that Zman can be recited even in the marketplace, meaning no need for a cup of wine. But this source wasn't cited to support Rav Nachman and his halacha. Therefore, apparently, the source is not talking about Shekhiyanu, but rather about Brocha. The Gemara says, "Halo Kashya." Once again, the trapezoid narrow part faces up, reinstating that the source is talking about Zman. And if that be the case, so then Zman would be recited on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, contrary to the answer that Rav Yehuda had given. And as far as the issue of the cup of wine, and that's a low kasha, that's not a problem. Dikolekos, he chanced upon a cup of wine. And that's why it wasn't brought as a support to Rav Nachman, who said that Zman can be recited even without a cup of wine. No, the Zman, the Shekhinah requires a cup of wine. And as far as the cup of wine over this course of 7 days, we're saying that if he chanced upon a cup of wine, so then he will say the Shekhinah on any of the given days if he didn't say it on the first day. The Gemara says back, "Ha Tenach, this is fine as far as this is fine as far as you're telling me that Shekhiyanu requires a kois and that the source is talking about Shekhiyanu. That's Ha Tenach. That can be a good explanation for Atzeres for Rosh Hashanah, for Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah when you can drink a cup of wine. But the source also made reference to Yom HaKippurim Hechi Ovid. What are you going to do about Yom Kippur?" Now, you should note that in this section of Gemara, we have a long marking. And in effect, we're going to be showing here that to set up the source as referring to Shekhiyanu, working with the assumption that Shekhiyanu requires a cup of wine, then this source is going to be a difficult source to understand, because in this source there's a mention, there's reference made to Yom Kippur. And therefore, it will be much easier to learn the source as referring as a reference to Bracha. And if that be the case, so then this would then be positive for, let's say, for Rav and Shmuel, that for Rav Yehuda, who mentioned that you do not say Zman other than on the Sholosh Regalim. So the Gemara goes on with its argument. We said, Ha Tenach, we're reading again, Ha Tenach Atzeres V'Rosh Hashanah, that there you can explain the recitation of Zman with the Shekhiyanu with a cup of wine, Yom Kippur Mechi Ovid. How are you going to deal with Yom Kippur to say Shekhiyanu and drink? And here the Gemara goes through a few stages, and that's what we have the triangles to highlight. And on the side, we noted Ba'ayot Bivrocha Shel Al Hakoyis Lizman Shel Yom Kippur. The problems of trying to say Shekhiyanu over a cup of wine on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara explains, if you'll suggest you should say Shekhiyanu and then drink it, that's not in the cards. Kevon Diomar Zman, once you say Zman, Kiblo Alei V'Osalei, that in effect is the acceptance of Yom Kippur with its natural eating, drinking restrictions. Diomar Le Rav Yirmiyo Bar Abba L'Rav Mi Badlis V'Yomar Le In Badilna. Badilna, we find Rav Yirmiyo Bar Abba asking Rav on a separate occasion, have you, Badlis means, have you stopped doing Malacha by virtue of the fact that you said the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos? Does that mean that with that you are accepting the Isser Malacha? And Rav says, In Badilna. Likewise over here, with reciting the Shekhiyanu, you are accepting upon yourself the restrictions of Yom Kippur. Another suggestion, Livro Chole Velinche, maybe say the Shekhiyanu holding a cup of wine, Velinche means, and leave it aside, don't drink it. That's not good. Hamivarech Sof Shittim. There's a rule that one who says a bracha must taste of it. Leisvei liyanuka. If you'll say, well, give it to a child to drink. Well, less hilchasuk for Rav Acha. The halacha doesn't follow Rav Acha who allows a child to drink Dilma Osi Lemisrach, because the child might continue in his ways even when he reaches bar mitzvah, and he'll say, well, last year I drank after Shechianu, I'm going to drink today as well, and now he's charged with observing the mitzvahs. My Havi Allah. So the Gemara asks, what is the din regarding Zman on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Shadrua Ravonon L'Rav Yemar Sabo Kamei D'Rav Chista B'mali Yuma D'Rei Shosa. The Ravonon sent Rav Yemar to visit Rav Chista Erev Rosh Hashanah. It means right before Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Yemar arrives at Rav Chista. Omrulei, they charged him, they said to him, they instructed him, Zil Chazi Hechi Ovid Uvda Tell Amolon, go see how he practices, how Rav Chista practices, and then come and report back. Kichazio, when Rav Chista noticed Rav Yeva Omarle, he then said the following, a type of saying. He says, Dal Yule Retiva, Rafsa Le Peduchte. A person who picks up a wet log, he's obviously not using it for fuel, so he needs it for the spot. He's picking up the wet log because he needs the spot on which the wet log was sitting. In other words, you know, if a person does something, he's doing something for a reason. If you showed up, if Rav Yeva showed up by Rav Chisda, it must be you showed up with some special intention. Aisu le kosa de chamra, they brought a cup of wine to Rav Chisda. Kaddish, he made Kiddush over it, V'omar Zman, and he said Shechiyanu. V'hilchasan, the Gemara rules, Oymer Zman, B'Rosh Hashanah, U'V'Yom HaKippurim, that one does say Shechiyanu on those holidays as well. V'hilchasan, Zman, Omro, Afilu B'Shuk. And regarding the issue of the cup of wine necessary for the Shechiyanu, there is no necessity for that. You can say, like Rav Nachman had mentioned, you can say Zman, even B'Shuk, even in the market, without a cup of wine. Before we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading on the side indicating the Nosei Hayoshe B'Tainis B'Yom Shishi Ma'ula Shlimo. And now, there's also a note, that we've made note that this topic is a very long topic. It lasts till Mem Aleph Omid Beis. So, at this point, we begin the Gemara, we'll begin this topic, and continue it partway down Mem Aleph Omid Aleph, but not finish the entire issue. Before we go on, let's just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. The Omar Rabo, again, you notice the diamond making this part of the series of Rabo comments, and the structure with him being at by the Yeshiva Rav Huna, and then later by Rav Yehuda. So, the Omar Rav Huna, ki avinon bei ra. Let's read that again. V'yomar Rabo, ki avinon bei Rav Huna, when I was studying by Rav Huna, ibay alon, the question came up, bar bei Rav, di Yosef betanisa b'mali di Shabbato, a yeshiva student who is observing a fast on Friday, mahu rashlumi, should he finish the fast, should he finish it off, meaning finish the whole day till the actual beginning of Shabbos in a state of fasting. Lo have biyodei, and Rav Huna didn't have an answer for him. Also the kamei de Rav Yehuda, for lo have biyodei. The question came to Rav Yehuda. In other words, he says I came to Rav Yehuda, and he also didn't have an answer. Omar Rava nechsi anan. So Rava says, let us try to resolve the question. And when you try on your own, so to speak, to resolve the question, of course you don't do it on your own, you do it with sources. Tisanya, and he cites a Tanaic source. Now you'll notice the source is very long, and we have a long answer marking. This takes you down quite a few lines down the top of Mem Aleph, Omen Aleph, and at the end of this long source, the Gemara right afterwards says, V'yomar Ula halacha k'Reb Yosi. The ruling that we will see is, in accordance with Rav Yossi, who appears in this source. And in this source, Rav Yossi takes the opinion that you finish off the fast. So now we begin the source, Desanya. Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. That means the 9th of Av, which is a well-known fast day, coincides with Shabbos. We continue at the top of Mem Aleph Omed Aleph. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. That would mean, in this particular case, Tisha B'Av is going to be on a Sunday. So Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. So you have two cases of Shabbos folk featured here. One is where Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos day, and the other is where Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday. What about Shabbos? So Oichel v'shoyse kol tzorchoi, eat and drink all that you need, umale al shulchano afilu kisidu shlomo b'shaito, and serve on your table even a meal like that of King Solomon in his time. Chal liyos Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, Mevi'in lo kebeitza. Now, we'll say this is a new scenario, because up till now we spoke about Tisha B'Av coming out on Shabbos or on Sunday. Here we have Tisha B'Av coming out on Friday. So Mevi'in lo kebeitza, he's brought an egg, the uchel, and eats the egg. And mind you, we're talking about eating on Tisha B'Av. So he's going to eat the egg, kedeshli kones l'Shabbos k'shuma unis, so that he doesn't enter Shabbos in a state of pain, if you will. When we say state of pain, of course, referring to in a state of having fasted all day. V'tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, pam achas hoyinu yoshim ther Rabbi Kiva. We were sitting once in the presence of Rabbi Kiva. Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos Hoy, was a Tisha B'Av that coincided with a Friday or fell out on a Friday. V'heviu lo beitza migulgeles v'gom'a b'lo melach. And he was served an egg that was called a soft egg, a soft boiled egg, and he consumed it without salt. V'lo shohaya to'ev lo, not that he was desirous of it, but he wanted to show them the halacha, namely that on Friday, even though it's Tisha B'Av, you are not to you are to eat something, as so as not to enter Shabbos meune. Rabbi Yossi Omer misane umashlim. Now here we've dashed underlined misane umashlim because we want to make reference to Rabbi Yossi's position later on as well. He says you must finish off the fast. Omar lohem Rabbi Yossi, iatem moidim li. Do you not concede to me b'tisha b'av shechalios be'echod b'Shabbos? Shemafsik mi ba'oid yoim, that when Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday, do you not concede that on Shabbos you stop eating a little bit before Shabbos ends, in other words, while it's still Shabbos day, so that you exit Shabbos in a state of inui, a little bit of inui, of restriction, and this is a function of his having stopped his eating while it was still day. So Omru lo avol. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, yes, we agree. Omar lohem. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mali li kones bo kshumuune, Mali lotseis mi mena kshumuune. I see making an equation. What difference does it make if you're conceding that you exit from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av in the state of Meune, so to enter Shabbos from Friday, which was Tisha B'Av, in a state of inui, and meaning in a state of having completed the fast, completed Friday in fasting. Omru lo, they said back to Rabbi Yossi, how can you compare these two? Im amris lotzeis mimeno, if you speak about leaving Shabbos in a state of inui, that's a fragment type inui. That's sherei ochal v'shosa kol yom kulo. That's because he was eating and drinking throughout the Shabbos. Okay, so a few moments before the end of Shabbos, he's restricted from it. But he's not really in a state of pain or suffering. Are you suggesting by the same token to enter Shabbos after having completed an entire day of fasting? He didn't eat at all. It's a 24-hour fast. He didn't eat at all on Friday. And therefore, trying to argue your point to complete Friday in a state of fasting from the fact that on Shabbos day, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, there's a slight eating restriction toward the end of Shabbos day, that's not logical, or it's not comparable. V'yomar Ula, halacha k'Reb Yossi. And Ula rules, the halacha shall follow Reb Yossi, that you complete the fast. We mentioned a little earlier that the topic continues, but we're in the context of a Daf Yomi Shir, so we can't overflow too much in the spirit of Daf Yomi. So at this point, we're going to conclude our presentation, bearing in mind that we're in the middle of a sugya. But at this point, when we say Halach Reb Yossi, we're leaving today's shiur off with the idea that you are mashlim the tzon. So the original question that had been asked, namely Rabba's question that one who is observing a fast on Friday, does he finish it off? At this point, we have the feeling, yes, he finishes it off. Just let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.